tried in the furnace of earth, purified 7 times, the world faileth not. I don't know what God has told you. I don't know what He has spoken about you. I want you to bring to remembrance all those words, all those promises, because the word of the Lord is yea and amen. Praise the Lord.
Of the water. Jesus is by your side right now. Did you hear what I just said? Jesus is by your side right now. The word of God says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen. Did you hear that? For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Will he not do it? Has he spoken it? Will he not make it good? And Bible says, by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. God is not, listen, God is not a man that you should lie. Are you listening? What has he said to you? I want you to bring up those words right now and begin to declare the word of God. I declare liberty to the captive in the name of Jesus. I declare deliverance to the bound in the name of Jesus. They call you barren, but in the name of Jesus, the Lord of hosts, and he says to you right now, you have become the joyful mother of children in the name of Jesus. Bible says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. I don't care what that sickness is called. I don't care what that issue is. Right now, I declare, in the name of Jesus, in the name that's above every other name, I declare healing, deliverance. Do you believe his word? Declare it. Yes. Oh, Asika Rabarabosho Toyala. Hey, your is yes. Oh, yes. Hey, hey,
yes. Your is yes.
Oh, your is yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Sing it one more time. Your word is yes. I hope you are not spectating this morning. I hope you are not a spectator. I said, decree those words that he said to you. The ones he said to you. Now begin to decree those words. God, you are not a liar. You are not a liar. Decree those words right now. If you can pray in tongues, speak in tongues. Call those words to remembrance right now and begin to decree it. In the name of Jesus, your wilderness this morning, they are turning to a fruitful field. In the name of Jesus. Decree those words. Decree. needles was. The word of God says you are the head, not the tail. Hey, you are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the fields. When you go out, you are blessed. When you come in, you are blessed. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I love your voice. Let me through the fire.
Oh yes, Lord.
In darkest night.
You are the hope and the hope. Thank you, Lord.
I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend.
I know you as a friend.
You led me through
the fire.
in Jesus' name. You will be a testifier that the Lord has been faithful. And that with all my life and through my life, God has been so, so good. You will be a testifier. Amen. Praise be the Lord. And before I tell you what the title is, I'd like to remind you that some of us are new in our ministry and you may not know. I'd just like to remind you that the first Sunday of every month is a miracle service. It's a time of covenant, because by the time we came in here on this land, when nothing as building was here, God gave a word and God said, call this land Bethel land, because the angels will be descending onto this land with our blessings and carrying our problems, our difficulties, our questions, our prayers, you know, back to Him. And that's why this land where you are is called Bethel land. And I will explain it a little bit further, because God gave us a passage of scripture, and that passage is from Genesis chapter 28 from verse 12. If you read a little bit backwards, you will understand what happened. Jacob was running from his brother, and his parents had sent him, you know, the mom says, let it be that he's going to find a wife. He must not marry any of the ladies from these people who are here. Let him go back to our stock and get a wife. And of course, on the way, it was night time. And because it was night time, he had no option but to sleep. He just gathered a few stones and he laid his head to sleep. And in the middle of this sleep, he had a dream. It was a life-changing dream. And what did he see? He saw that there was a great ladder that went into the clouds. He couldn't see the end of the ladder. And he was thinking of it when he woke up and wondering what is going on. And God spoke to him that this place is my own. See, you are coming in, you walked into this church, you walked into this compound from the gate. You drove in. This is not an ordinary ground. It is the sanctuary of God. This is the house of God. And this is where God answers prayers. God dwells in this whole compound. And Jacob said, the name of this place used to be called Luz, L-U-Z, but from now on, it is going to be called Bethel, because it is the sanctuary of God. It is the house of God, because God is in this place. Amen. God is here. And because it is God's sanctuary, and because it is God's house, that God will answer prayers here. This is what God said before any of you entered this land. Therefore, if you have entered graciously, you came to look for God, you shall find God here. Because this is His house, this is His sanctuary. He will answer prayers here. It means that you have to be concentrated on what God has said. It doesn't matter to God what kind of difficulties, problems, whatever it is that you carry it in, God has given a promise that I will answer. Amen. So your mind should focus on what God will do and not on what your problems are. I want there to be a shift, that as your mind shifts from what those problems are, it will shift to what God will do concerning them. For He is ever faithful. That's why I like that song. All my life, you have been faithful. And all my life, you've been ever so, so good. And somebody is sitting here and saying, but that's not my experience. That's fine. That has not been your experience till this morning. But from this morning, it will become your experience. Amen. Because God said before you entered that this will be His sanctuary. And the sanctuary is a place of God's dwelling, where there is an interaction between God and man. That's what God wants you to see. So that as we go through the message this morning, your heart will be based on that. And you will discover God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will work in ways you cannot understand. He is faithful. Ever so faithful. Never failing. Ever sure. Ever true. All He wants you to do is to be in agreement with Him. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning. And we want to thank you because of what you've said. Thank you for the explanations you've given to us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. We appreciate your word to us. And we're asking, oh God, that you will grant to us that your faith will grasp our hearts and we will see you do the unexpected, what men will never think that you are able to do. Receive all the praise. Receive all the honor. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. 2,000 years ago, I was just waking up at 3 a.m. in the morning when God gave me the topic for today. And God said to me to say to His people, He said, tell my people that today I, the Lord, I am your God. That's what God said to you as a person, that He, the Lord, is your God. And there is no controversy about that. He says to you, if you can agree with Him, then you will find him a faithful God who does not fail, who does not falter. He is ever true. That's what he wants. And so I want you to know it, that the Lord himself, he is your God. And in the scriptures, you will find this statement repeated 300 times. God, he is saying, I, the Lord. And the Lord is not in small letters, it's in capital letters. It means Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. It is talking about the character of God. Or if you like, his curriculum vitae. If you like, the characteristics, the things that characterize God. He says that he is the Lord of hosts. I would explain, you know, that. But let's take the first one, the Lord. It comes from a Hebrew word, Yahweh. And it means the Almighty. And if you say somebody is almighty, what you're saying is there is nothing that the person cannot do. But there is no human being on the surface earth, born or yet to be born, that can be almighty. There is not one. That is an exclusive reserve for God. It is a word that describes the nature of the Most High. He says he is Yahweh, the Almighty. He is the one with the fullness of all powers. We are experiencing power in the lives of people, in the world. There are political leaders that are powerful, but their power cannot match the power that is of God. It cannot match it. That's why our Lord's own power is all the powers put together and above it. God is expected this morning that you just step aside and take a look at every one of the words that describe him. Because if you understand it, if you stand by it, then you cannot help it. The word will invariably work out what it proposes to do in your personal life. You know, I discover that many people are in God's church, in God's sanctuary, in the location of ministry, and they sing all the good songs about God, but they never believe those words. Those words are just, you know, to make them happy and, you know, tickle their body. The meanings of the words are not real to them. That's what God is saying. The voices sang to us and said that the word of God, they are yes, yes, and amen. That is to say that the words of God are almighty. It doesn't matter whether anybody agrees or doesn't agree. That's what they sang this morning. The works of God, they are yes. And then they are amen. It will be so. When you take the song they have sung, it just signifies the title of the message. That's what God has in mind. That is why your own small brain cannot understand the Most High. But this morning, I plead with you that you agree with God for once. To say to God, I know you are the all-powerful. Because if you walk out of any of these doors, and your spirit, soul, and body are filled with the all-powerful and almightiness of God, nothing will ever be impossible. Amen. You can see that the words of God we are saying, they are not motivational, because they are determining to engage your mind. They are determined to engage your spirit. That's why I understand what the Word of God says. If two of you or three can agree concerning anything they would ask, it will be done for them by our Father who is in heaven. Because they are asking that the Almighty will come in His strength. And inside their heart, there is no disagreement. Inside their heart, they are all agreed. And because they are completely agreed, it cannot but happen. So I understand when prayers are not answered. They are not answered because somebody, one person, two persons, three persons, somebody involved in the network of prayers does not agree. And when the person doesn't agree, God is incapacitated. It's terrible to know that God can be incapacitated. It is not because He doesn't have power, but it is because He needed human beings on the earth to lay hold and lay a grasp on what He says about Himself, and they return back to Him. You are seeking it in all my life. He has been faithful. And the question is it true? Have you proven it? In all that has happened to you, He's been faithful. Is it really true? It is only going to be true when your spirit, your soul says, it doesn't really matter what's going on all around me. All I know is the faithfulness of God. All I know is that this God has been so, so good. I may not have experienced it now, but I will certainly experience it. The Almighty Yahweh is the one that has the great power to do all seemingly impossible things. In the world, there are many impossible things. Make no mistake about it. But when you are connected with the Almighty, He is the one that has the great power to do that thing which seemingly look impossible. Why? Because with God, all things are possible. And this morning, when it is time to pray, and you are approaching the throne of God, in that your small space, and you're saying to Him, with you, nothing is impossible. Not even this one that I am talking to you about. It is not impossible to be done, because I know you as the all-powerful God. The Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 20, the Lord Almighty is characterized by the ease with which He shows loving kindness and tender mercy to 1,000 generations. So for God, maybe you are included in first generation, second, third, fourth, and God says to 1,000 generations. One generation is 40 years. To 1,000 of these generations, you are inclusive, and what God is saying for you and for me, that He is the one that is able. What He simply does is to show loving kindness and mercy. That means this morning, that anyone who is here and is looking forward and asking God, show me your loving kindness, you cannot miss it. That's what God is saying. You will not miss it. I told you as we were crossing into the new year, that God said this year, 2022, is a year of God's glory in my life, in your life. Now, for some, it will not fulfill. Why? Because they have not sat down to process the word of God in their spirit, to say to themselves, but God said that this is a year I will experience God's glory. What exactly does that mean? And you sit down and begin to divine and analyze the glory of God. And then you set out matching it with everything that you are going through and experiencing as an individual. And saying to all the things you are experiencing, you must experience the glory of God. Because, simply because God said. You know, for some, many people, this is just the beginning of the third month and they've already forgotten. Very few remember. You are not to remember because of the person who said it. No. You are to remember because they said, God said. God is implicated. And if God is implicated, it means that every little thing that happens in your life that looks impossible, that looks intensely difficult, that very thing will come out glorious at the end. Amen. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to see the word of God work on your personal life. Practice the believing in the word of God. Every little thing God says, take it, match it with what is going on in your life, and you will be shocked to get to know that none of the things going on in your personal life can compare with the glory that God wants to come through your life. And the end result is that before the year wraps up, you will say, all my life, you have been faithful. And all my life, you have been so, so good. Why? Not because you yourself have planned it. No, not because you planned it, but because He who spoke to you from the beginning and said, in this year, your life will experience a glory. He is saying it to you. And you said, yes, I believe. Yes, I know. And I tell you the truth. It doesn't matter where you are. The glory cannot but come. It doesn't matter who the vessels will be. You don't understand it. You don't need to know. I'm telling you the truth. You don't need to know. Because you can never know the vessels that God is going to use to give you His glory. I believe that word with all my heart. I think about it. I pray it in. I sing it with all my heart. With all my being. Because that's what God said. So for me, it's a settled matter. And you will discover for your life little, what people will call little miracles will begin to take place. You didn't orchestrate them. No, you did not. You did not orchestrate them. Yahweh, Jehovah, the Lord Supreme in authority, says that for me and for as many as will agree, He will be my God. Amen. He means it. I will tell you something about God. God said to me, I have given my word, and it is true, and He gave me all kinds of scriptures, that this is a year of His glory in your life. And I said, yes, I agree. And He said to me, every instruction from me must be obeyed by you. Oh, I said, okay, sir. I agreed. And I was very shocked when God began to deal with me in what He's saying, instructions. He said to me, see, if I tell you to do something, don't ask any questions. Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. And I said, okay. The first instruction in the month of January. I have a lot of bills to take care of. And I sat down and I wrote them in a piece of paper. My life is not like this. I want to be sure of what I'm doing. And I want to be able to explain it. I want to be able to, defend it. I want to be able to know what I'm doing. And by the time I finished writing down the bill that I would want God to show me favor on, 2 days after, God said, you will give so and so 400,000. I said, myself. I'm saying, see my bill. You know what a bill is? This, 20 naira, that, 10 naira, this one, that one. And I'm saying, and God quickly, very swiftly, reminded me and said to me, I said to you for this year, once I give you an instruction, obey it. Once I tell you to do something, do it. No questions asked. You know, we are all very argumentative. You tell a sister, do this. It would, first of all, size you up, and then begin to tell you why what you're saying is not okay, etc., etc. Me, once I see it, I just keep quiet and be looking at the person. I know the implications. And I said, okay. I began to put my money together. And I gave out that 400,000. I said to myself, okay. I say how small that will take care of a few of the things on my budget. It didn't pass 2 weeks. And God said, give 100,000. I said, Then quickly I remembered, obey my instructions. The matter is very simple. Obey it. Well, as a person, I think I have a very simple lifestyle. I think so. So I said to myself, okay. But I wanted to use that money to do this, and to do that, and to do the other one. And God said, obey my instructions. Brethren, between January and yesterday, from people I do not know, I have received 3 times what I gave out. From people I do not know. Yesterday we were coming down from the Oluwamomigas after we finished doing the service so we can leave them to enjoy. And we're all coming downstairs. At the middle of the staircase, a lady just double-crossed me and greeted me nicely. And, you know, I greeted her too. And she said, I was a member of this church. I used to be in Glory Voices. I said, but your face doesn't seem familiar. And she said, yes, it's been a long time. I went, okay, where did you go to? Where are you now? She said, I live in Lagos. I work in Lagos. And then she quickly, people are all around me. We are all coming down. She quickly opened her purse. And then she handed me an envelope. Oh, okay. I didn't know. Should I say thank you? What should I say? Okay. I said thank you. I don't know how. And I said, if you give me a text so that I will just know that I am the lady that. And she disappeared into the crowd. Tell me your explanation for that. That somebody you have forgotten. The Lord, He is almighty. Don't sit back and say, I don't know, if I were God, I would have. You can't be God. He is the one that can organize your life and turn it all around. Since Friday morning, it is one gift after another, and I'm just sitting in my office laughing. I'm laughing because I never expected them. No, I didn't expect them. I don't know them. Only one or two that I know. I am saying, there is the Almighty who rules in your life. And this Almighty wants to do in your life, for your life, through your life, to your life. He wants to do through your life to others. And He wants to do in your life what He has determined
to do. Do you understand that? I want you to begin to take your life away from the multitudes. Many people are in church because of the great number. Oh, they say, yeah, that church, they're always in thousands. If you go to the compound, if you look, all kinds of cars you will see. That's the kind of church I will go to. It is not the group. It is you and God. Why? Because there are things through your life that if you don't give in to God, God cannot reach other people through you. And they will go hungry, or they will go poor, or they will this will happen, that will happen, that will happen. I pray to God that today you will understand the word of God. You will understand it. He says to us, in that Exodus chapter 20, he says to us, this God is the one that shows loving kindness and tender mercies to 1,000 generations, and you are part of the 1,000 generations. So without you being known by anybody, he knows you. Amen. He knows you. And I'm praying that God would, you know, help you as an individual so that you would understand. The Almighty is the great deliverer. That's what he is. He is a great deliverer. It means that his mightiness in action, in activity, introduces him by the kind of authority he carries. There is nobody that God cannot deliver. There's nobody. They tell you it is impossible. It's simply impossible. Yes, I agree with men. It is simply impossible. But not so with God. It's simply impossible. God does not want you to have any competition with him. He does not want any other God to have a place in your heart. That's the only way you will begin to experience the almightiness of God. If you keep allowing competitive small gods to come into your life, I'm sorry. His almightiness cannot be expressed through him for your life. It will be a life of intense struggle. Let's take the word God. When you say God, what exactly do you mean? You are speaking about him in a very constant, unchangeable, consistent, faithful sameness. When you say God, you are talking about someone who is constant. There is a never failing time. Never. You're talking about someone who times and seasons does not change. That is God. Times and seasons will not change him. He decides by himself what will happen to you 26 years to come. He decides it. And he simply wants you to wait for the 26 years to come. Did you notice, if you have spiritual eyes,
the kind of dance that followed baby miracle today. Did you notice it? Was it a small dance? It is those kinds of dance. People move forward, then they move backwards, and they move to the side, and then they move to the other side. Didn't you notice? Now take your mind back 26 years ago. If that baby arrived 26 years ago, that dance of today will not be registered in heaven as it was today. But you will say to yourself, but if the boy that is born 26 years ago would have finished second degree and started the third degree. Yes! By man's reckoning is the truth. But it is not all the truth. Because that which is all the truth is the one that is going to bring utmost glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Watch and see. If Jesus does not come in 26 years, what will happen to that boy? Watch. Go and mark it. Go and write it down. Tell it to many people. Say, this is what she said today. And begin to watch out. There are things that God keeps aware. Not because he hates you, but because there's a great plan for the future. That's why he is God. Amen. That's why he is God. And I'm praying that you would understand it, because you will need to see it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you use the word God, G-O-D, capital G, it may be small letter O and small letter D. You are not talking about small letter G-O-D. You are talking about capital letter G and O-D. Like I said, it means you are talking about someone who is constant. Someone who is unchangeable. You can't change him. Someone who is consistently consistent. I don't know whether that is correct grammar. Forgive me, you English teachers. He is consistently consistent. It is not possible to change him. And God is saying, tell yourself, Chi, the Lord, he is your God. When you take the two words, Lord and God, are you not saying about the same person? Why will God give that emphasis? Go and think and go and understand. God is giving that emphasis, not just so that he will fill up the word of God. That word God is talking about someone who is ever merciful, who is ever just. There is no variableness, no shadow of turning with him. There is no oyo artificiality. There's nothing like that. He remains straight. He remains the same. He remains one line. God. Never, never, ever changing focus. Never. That's who he is. Think about the discussion between Jeremiah and God in Jeremiah chapter 32. In Jeremiah chapter 32, you know the scripture. I will at least read that a little bit for you. Jeremiah chapter 32, I will read 17 and 18, and then I will read 27. Ah, Lord God. This is Jeremiah speaking to God. Ah, Lord God. Behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by your great power. Ah, Lord, capital, G-O-D, thou hast made the heaven. We have not been to heaven yet, but I'm preparing very hard. I won't miss it. Make sure you prepare to get there. Don't wait for anybody to encourage you. Try. Be trying. Don't wait, because the encouragement of man will not get you in there. Ah, Lord God, it is you that made the heavens and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. That's what Jeremiah was saying to God. Because Jeremiah was referring to Genesis chapter 1. You are the one with your great power. It's true. Tell me who made the heavens and the earth. Who formed it? Who did? And he says to us, and there is nothing too hard for you. I used my own pen, first of all, highlighted the whole passage, and then circled. You must sit down and think about it. Are there no things in your personal life you just say, yeah, this one is too hard for God? It is happening in your mind. Only very few brave people will stand before you and say, oh, God cannot do this one. But God is saying, nothing. This is Jeremiah speaking to God. Ah, brethren, be like him. Be like Jeremiah. To refer back to God. If you refer back to God, to say to God, I know it. Nothing is too hard. There's just nothing. You are an incomparable God. No competition. Nothing. If only your time will come. Nothing is too hard for God to do. You show loving kindness unto thousands. And you give a recompense. You give a recompense for the iniquity of people. Be very mindful. Be very mindful for yourself. If you keep sinning, I say nobody can do anything about it. Who is the person? Nobody can. Oh. Nobody can. But there's somebody you're going to go and have a head-on collision. He is the Almighty. Greater than you. When you sin, what God is expecting is your face on the ground. That's what He's expecting. And you will not lift your face until He says, I forgive you. There's a pastor, what will happen? Am I the only one? Which one they did? No, you're not dealing with man. You're dealing with God. And Jeremiah said, not only will he recompense evil, but also he is the great and the mighty God. The Lord of hosts is his name. The Lord of hosts is his name. The Lord Sabaoth. You know what I mean? The one that steps out and wants to fight
battle, and we never lose that battle. That's the Lord Sabaoth. That is the Almighty. That is the Lord who say to my people, I, the Lord, I am your God. Because when he steps into a battle that has to do with you, he will not leave the field until all are crushed on the ground. Amen. Amen. You better know it. And you better become quiet when some people rise up against you. Oh, they fight. No, don't fight. Oh, don't fight. Don't talk about it to anybody. Why? Because if you remain with God, God will step out. As a Lord Sabaoth, he engages in the battle that concerns your life. At the end, it is you and him that will be standing. Amen. That's why I love him with all my heart. I love you, Lord. When I say it, I mean it with all my heart. I agree with it because it is true. Because I know who he is called to be. He is called the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. He is great. Therefore, tell me, brethren, what it is that he cannot do. There is nothing you cannot do. Get to that point in your life. You are saying to God, I am standing with you because there will be no change in your mind. No change. There will be no change in your mind. In verse 27, I will read verses 26 and 27. God began to respond back to Jeremiah. And God said to Jeremiah in verse 26, then came the word of the Lord, he that is supreme in authority, the Lord of hosts, the Lord Sabaoth, the Lord that wins every battle. He comes back to respond to Jeremiah because of what Jeremiah has said. In verse 27, he said to Jeremiah, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? You will answer the question. Because that will be the basis for his intervention in your life. Is there anything that is too hard for me? And you say, I wonder why you have not done something about it since. That's not the answer to the question. Many people answer questions. I like to ask a lot of questions because as an individual, I like to understand. When I'm dealing with you, I want to really understand where you're going to and where you're coming from. So unfortunately, people don't like people who ask questions, who want an explanation. It is good. You should not just take everything they say. If I finish preaching, you have the right. Sit down with your Bible and say, this thing she said, where is it in the Bible? Ask the question. And God asked Jeremiah that question. What was God doing? God was simply bringing back to Jeremiah his omnipotence, his consistency. See, he was bringing back to Jeremiah who he is. Because if God does not bring back to your mind who he is, you will not be able to have a prayer, a faith in him that will bring down an answer for your personal life. But I'm praying to God that God, he will grant grace to us today. Have a change of mind. Don't go for motivational speaking. It doesn't pay. They are as fast as anything. And when they are motivationally speaking to you, they are breathing so hard so that you will not understand the words. You will not know what they are saying. But you will be shouting. You will join them to be shouting. But you should desire to sit to hear someone who desires to explain it and to help your mind to process it. That's the message that will do you good. When God asked this Jeremiah this question, you know what God was saying? God was simply saying, I am in control of every circumstance and everything in your life. That's what God was saying to Jeremiah. I'm in control. I am in control because with me, nothing is impossible. With man, it can be impossible. But nothing is impossible with me. God was replying to Jeremiah. He replied him. He told him, he said, see, I am bringing back to your mind who I am. And God said to Jeremiah, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. And brother, sister, pastor, Mrs. Elder, when you think you are somebody and your back becomes a hunch before you know it, you are nothing. He responds it back to you. You are ordinary flesh. You are no one. Just ordinary flesh. That should come in deep humility before his presence. And he's saying, I am the God of you. You should just say, God, thank you. And you will take it. And you will hold it dear to your heart. That God, this is what God said to me. And God is simply saying, is there anything that is too difficult? You will answer the question. I don't know what is confronting you in this life. Because don't deceive yourself. There are difficulties in life. True or false? There are problems in life. And I don't know anybody, even the young babies, who don't have problem. Do you know that the young babies have problem? I will prove it to you. They cannot say, I want to eat. Those 2 months old babies, 3 months, 4 months, can they say, I want to eat? Can they say it? No, they can't say it. What will you hear? And they will be so strongly that you must all hear. Those who should hear and those who should not hear. Something that is supposed to be secret between you and your mom. Everybody that gathered, it's problem. So that's where their own problem begins. You too. It doesn't matter how gaily you dress to come to church. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you carry yourself with your head high up. You are ordinary flesh. With you, there are impossibilities. But with God, it is not so. And this morning, God says that he is in control of those difficulties. You surrendered them to him this morning. He has a promise that he will do something about it. Hallelujah. I am happy with God. So God is able to take away all troubles, all difficulties, all impossibilities. Anything you can think of God is sufficient to take them away today. 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 He can deal with them on the condition that you will choose Him as your God. Choose Him. You know, God needs to hear it. It says you have not learned how to go into deep time of fellowship with God. He needs to know from you that I am unable. I can't handle this. If you don't come, I will be destroyed. But many of us will say, I don't know what you're doing, God. It's because you don't understand Him. If you understand Him, every time you arrive in His presence, your heart is bowed before Him. He is saying to you, He is able. That's why I am begging you this morning, choose God. Accept Him. Receive Him. Receive His counsel. Receive Him. Agree with His counsel. Psalm 107, let's look at verses 19 to 20. Psalm 107. Okay. Verses 19 to 20. He says, 19 to 20. Oh, no. Okay. Yes. Then they cry unto the Lord, LORD, capitals, in their trouble, and He saves them out of all their distresses. He sent His word, and He healed them, and delivered them from all their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, and for His wonderful works to the children of men. That's what God said. It is a word of promise. It's a word of promise. He stands by it. He says, when they cry to the Lord, the Almighty, the Supreme in authority, when they are in trouble, He saves them. He gets them out of those distresses. And all the distresses, you know what they refer to. All the troubles of life, all the worries in your life. I don't know who is sitting here that does not have a worry. But there is a young lady that is in our midst today. And this young lady is saying, well, I've tried everything I can. I don't think there is hope. So what I'm going to do, this is the way it is occurring in your heart. You are saying, what I'm going to do is, you know, just trudge along, just go along. Whatever I see, I'll just be dealing with it like that. Because you've tried everything, and it is not working. But God said this morning, He's sending His word to you. And there will be healing in your heart. Amen. He's sending His word. And He will deliver you from all your destructions. Every one of us. Everything that seems to be destroying your life, your future. You should be able to list them. And God is saying for each of them, you draw a line over it. God has delivered from this. God promises that He will completely. I go exactly to Ezekiel. I go to Ezekiel and I'll read something that is very similar to that. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 25. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 25.
He says to us, "For I am the Lord, L-O-R-D. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak to you shall come to pass. It shall no longer be prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, and I will perform it, says the Lord God." Amen. These words are true. He means it. He says, "I am the Lord. I am." He said, "I, the Lord, I am your God. I am speaking to you. And the words I am bringing to you, they will come to pass. For him, by him, through whom, they are settled. But for you, and to you, only you can determine it. When you stand up against the hindering difficulties and say, 'God, I stand with you,' then the word will be fulfilled." That's what God is saying. That's why I like the word of God. I love it too deeply, too thoroughly, because it's true. He says to you and to me, "Those words which I speak, they will come to pass. They will no longer be prolonged." They will not be prolonged, though. He means it, and it is true. They won't be prolonged. "For in your days," these days, "I am saying a word to you, and I will perform it, says the Lord God." Amen. Amen. That's what God said. He will perform it. And his words are true. You know, Elizabeth, Mary went to visit her. And as Mary knocked on the door, Elizabeth burst out into prophetic utterance. She didn't learn it. The word of prophecy simply came upon her. And she began to speak. And what did Elizabeth say? Elizabeth said, "Blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." There will be a performance. The things that you are hearing that God is saying, which is being told you from the Lord, God said, it will be done. It will be done. And so, we finish praying, you're walking out of this place, and you're saying to yourself, "God has spoken to me. It will be done." Nothing would happen except that which God has said. He said there will be a performance. That is, there will be a bringing forth to come to pass. That's what it means by performance. There will be a bringing out of the things to pass. They will pass. Elizabeth said, there will be a performance of those things which the Lord has spoken to her. But if somebody said, "Well, I don't know, that's how they are always preaching." You know these preachers, the word in their mouth is too much. They are always talking. Shebi, I have heard it somewhere. And I haven't heard it the other place. They are all the same. And you're sitting down saying it. There's nothing anybody can do. Nobody can help you. Because there will not be a performance for you. But for somebody who is sitting down there and saying, today there will be a conclusion in this matter. Because God is saying to me, it will be done. It will be performed. Because he's the one that has said it. Why? Because it is the Almighty that has that right to speak concerning your problems. So if you will hear it and you will believe it, then you shall receive it. It's as simple as that. Faith is simple. If I hear
and I draw it into my heart. I sit in my heart. And my heart keeps saying, it will be done. It will be done. It will be done. He says, then I will receive it. Because God has spoken it. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 9 to 10. It says, we have a sentence of death over us in our lives. Why? John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's what Paul was telling the Corinthians Christians. We have a sentence of death. But see, Paul still went on to say that we do not need to die. Why? Because he that is a deliverer will deliver us from so great a death, and he will continue to deliver us. Somebody is leaving this service saying, yes, it has been like this last time, this last year, but from this year, a new beginning has started. Why? Because the deliverer, the Almighty, that says to me today, I am the Lord your God. That word which he has said means that the death that has come to take you will not have to take you. Amen. I don't know whether you know. Is it true? He will keep you alive. You are insisting on it. Because in Job chapter 5, God says to us that the Lord will deliver our soul from death. And he will keep us alive from famine. And famine means extreme scarcity. Like we have been happening in our days, in our country. Is it possible for God to save you from the coming famine? You don't have to sit back and say, well, I don't know how God is going to work it out. What is God going to do? There's nothing that is viable in the market. There's nothing. And I heard something that one sister said. She said, you people should tell Satan. Satan, you are the one that will not eat. But me and my family, we will eat. I liked that. I repeated it yesterday. Satan, you are the one that will not eat. But me and my family, we are going to eat. Amen. Because whatever you speak shall come to pass. Whatever. Anybody is telling you, there's no way you can make it now. You can't make it. I tell you, it's just not possible. And you're sitting down there saying, oh my God, what am I going to do? Don't say it. Reply the person fast. Because there is a spirit behind the person that is bringing to life a word of evil over your life. Reply, Mio, as you see me so. Once you are breaking down, landing with one word, I do not know. I am sending you away with the same word. It will follow you to go. It's true. And you will deliver yourself. God will keep us alive. God will cause us to be delivered from death. God will make sure that sicknesses, infirmities, poverty, worry, anxieties, and everything that is evil will be taken away from us. Amen. 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 So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 103 will be the last word we'll consider. He says to us, I'm going to be paraphrasing them. Okay, why don't you go to that scripture? Psalm 103, verses 1 to 8. 103, I'm going to show it to you.
The word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. And what are the benefits? Verse 3. Every iniquity of yours will be forgiven. He will not hold it against you. We are going to pray it though, that every iniquity, every sin in your life, men might not forgive you, but God forgives. And when he forgives, he forgets and puts them into the sea of forgetfulness. That's a benefit from God. Secondly, he says to us, he is the one that healeth all our diseases. Every threat upon your physical health, you're going to take a word and say to Satan, see, God said, he is the Lord, my God. And if he is my God, he says, he will heal me from you. You infirmity, you disease. Mention their names. They are telling us there are many diseases that don't have cure. But before the Almighty, there is cure for them. You're going to be speaking that to your body. You're going to be addressing your body. Telling your body, it will be so. It must be so. They say when you are 70, 80, you cannot walk again. You will tell them, it is not true. The Bible tells us that Abraham, Moses, was 120 something. And that his eyes never got dim. And his frame never waned. You're going to tell that word to your body. You may be a young person, but you're saying to God, when I'm going to come back home to you, it is in wholeness of body. That's what the scripture says. And it says to us, he is the one that redeems my life from every destruction. Do you know the one that the devil holds for tomorrow? Do you know? No, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know the accident that the devil is planning. It's a destruction. Or you think it is a joke that there are so many people going from house to house robbing people. It's no joke. It is true. They are doing it. And you're studying all this what I said. As long as the Lord liveth, the Almighty is in my house. Therefore, he will deliver me, redeem me from every destruction. To redeem means to buy out from the market of that thing. The devil has a market, and he's holding everybody hostage in that market. And you're saying, I will not be an item to be sold. It will not be sold for me. You're insisting on it. That's the only way to happen. And he says to us, this same God will crown my life with loving kindness and tender mercies. As I go from place to place, the Lord will crown my life and beautify my life. If you don't pray it, you will see that as you want to enter through this door, a force greater than you will close it, jam it up, and you begin to struggle for what you don't know. The Bible says to us, he will satisfy my mouth with good things. Don't you like good things? Me and you now, God will satisfy us. God will satisfy us in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to be going about begging. God will satisfy you. The Bible says, God will satisfy my mouth with good things so that my body is renewed. Like the youth, which represent the eagles. It's a promise. Amen. It's a promise. And God will fight on my behalf. The Bible says he will execute righteousness and judgment
for everyone that is oppressed. And you're saying, this oppression is enough. It is enough. The ones you know, the ones you don't know. And they will tell you, go and buy gifts, and go and give to them, and beg them to pray for you. When you beg them to pray for you, then they will release you from what they tied you. You don't need to. It is inside the sanctuary where there is a ladder that goes into the heavens. And you are telling the angels, they are coming down with your blessings, with the answers. And they are carrying this request. And you are saying, God, I'm staying with you until an answer comes. Amen. We will sing. The glory voices will take that diaskoros. The word of God is yes, 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 and amen. They will say, Abby, that's the chorus of your song. Am I right? Yeah, so, are you tired? Are you now?
Your word is yes, yes, yes.
give the whose word is yes. Him that cannot fail. Him that speaks and it will come to pass. The Almighty. The only consistent God. The mighty God in battle. His word is yes. I believe it. He has spoken his word. His word cannot fail. His word abides faithful. It is yes. It is yes. Lord, I agree. Speak to him. Talk to him. The Almighty, that is your God. Oh, Rababakade, it gets certain. Oh, La Yenge Babarika Santeria. The Almighty, the ever faithful, the ever sure. Speak, speak, brethren. Talk to the ever faithful, the ever sure. Speak to him. He is your God. Consistent. Never failing. Constant. Remain steadfast. Remain sure. That's who he is. 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 Talk to him. He said, I will deliver you from your destructions. Mention them to him. I will deliver you from all infirmities. Mention them to him. I will deliver you from all your troubles. Mention them to him. His word is yes. His word is yes. Yes, Abba Pariko Santeria. Lord, true God, mighty God, true God, mighty God, that's who you are, never failing, the one that cleanses from all unrighteousness. That redeems, that buys us out from the market of all evil. Every work of darkness, every work of the devil rested against us. We have come to the sanctuary. Oh, La Yegeba Parikos. Oh, La Yegeba Parikos.
Lift up your hands and just appreciate God for his faithfulness. His faithfulness. Lord, we thank you because your word is yes and amen. Thank you, O God, our King. Thank you, O God, for your visitation again today. Thank you, O Lord, our Redeemer. Heaven and earth may pass away. Not a jot of your word will go unfulfilled. You are the one who said yes, and your word in Christ Jesus is amen. Thank you, O Lord, for the word of life. Thank you for the word of deliverance. Thank you for the word of restoration. Thank you for the word. Thank you, God, for the doors that you have opened. Thank you, God, for the enemy that you have defeated.
Thank you for your power that is gone forth. Thank you for your grace that is released. We give you praise, O Lord our God. We worship you. We praise you. We bless you. We bless you, eternal rock. The rock of ages. The ever faithful God. The unfailing God. To you alone be all the praise, O Lord, for your word today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, King of glory, that in any area where it appears as if there has been delay, today we command speed in the name of Jesus Christ. In any area where it has appeared as though your word will not come to pass, today we command fulfillment in the name of Jesus Christ. We command that every stone that the enemy has rolled on our path, let them be rolled away today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every grace that has been delayed, let them come in multiple fold in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be, O God, according to your word to every family here today in the name of Jesus. Let there be fulfillment of your promises in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a turnaround in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. Your word is yes and amen. And we trust you, Father, as we go into this month of March, Lord God Almighty, we shall return with testimonies that which you have spoken, you are able to fulfill. That which you have spoken, you have fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory, honor, and majesty shall be unto you. And unto you alone. And unto you alone. And unto you alone. Who does incredible things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, King of glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.